Ready? Yeah. Power hour. Here we go. Child's pose. So I have a recorder. Not that you're going to notice this, but we're playing around with this new technology. So I'm recording class. Not that you care, but if you wonder at some point why you see this microphone, that is why we're going to try to get some audio classes up on the website. So you guys can listen while you travel. But let's be here now. Deep breath in. Open your mouth, exhale. Two more, breathe in. Breathe out. Last one here, breathe in. Breathe out. Downward facing dog. Set your eyes between your feet. Once your eyes are set, start to cultivate Ujjayi Pranayama. Move this hand back a little bit. Like even them out. Yeah. And press your hands and feet down into the floor. Pull your belly in and up to your spine. Drop your heels to the floor. Walk your feet to your hands, ragdoll. And split your feet a little wider today, maybe 10 to 12 inches. Grab opposite elbow. Add water to your knee joints. Bend them slightly. Yeah, then sway side to side or take any movements that feel good. Open your eyes, yogis. Set your two eyes on one point at the back of your mat. Lift up all 10 toes, spread them out on your mat. Drop your hands, feet together. Roll up, extended mountain. Reach your arms up to the ceiling. Look up at your thumbs. Exhale, hands to heart center. Three ohms, breathe in. Reach up to the ceiling. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Press your hands against your shins. Pull your belly button in and up. Take your tailbone to the windows and your chest to the mural. Take a big breath in. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Halfway lift, breathe in. High to low push-up, exhale. Upward facing dog, roll your arm bones back. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in. Exhale. Two more, inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Exhale, bend your knees, jump to the top of your mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Sweep up. Bow forward. Flat back, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog, inhale. Exhale. Press your hands and feet into the mat. Draw the pit of your belly in and up. Breathe in. Let it out. Step or jump, top of your mat. Halfway lift, forward fold, sweep up extended mountain, bow forward, flat back, full breath, chaturanga, exhale, belly to your spine, upward facing dog, downward facing dog, breathe in, breathe out, be intentional, breathe in, breathe out. Inhale fully, empty out, step or jump. Halfway lift, forward fold. Sweep up, extended mountain, spread your fingers wide. Forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift, high to low push up. Press your hands down into the floor. Up dog, lift your thighs off the mat. Down dog, set your drishti, breathe in. Breathe out. Two more. Press down to pull up on your belly. Inhale. Exhale. Step or jump. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Chair pose. Keep the breath moving. Set your eyes to one point at the front of the room. Sink your hips towards the floor. Pull your front ribs in towards your spine. Yeah, hug in. Squeeze into center line. Press down into your floor, feet into the floor, to lift your chest another inch. Breathe in. Forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift, breathe in. Chaturanga, exhale. Up dog, down dog, right side warrior one. Set your eyes first. Then build the foundation of your pose from the floor. Lift all 10 toes, press into the four corners of your feet. Bend into your front knee more. Make a square with your front knee. Yes, then squeeze in. Hug your inner thighs in towards center. Spin your inner ankles back towards the window. Move your back leg to the left a little. Nope, to the left. Even more, even more, even more. Yeah. So create more room in your foundation. Everyone take your right foot to the right a couple inches. You don't have to because we just moved your back leg. Yeah. Now bend down deeper into your front knee. Pull your right hip back, left hip forward. Yeah. Add breath. Breathe in. Chaturanga, exhale. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. Take the wider stance. Right, so you just took your default. Then move your left foot over to the left a couple inches. Lift up all 10 toes. Push down on the four corners of your feet. From there, once you push down, you can pull in. Left hip back, right hip forward. Spread your fingertips. Pull the energy up all the way to your fingers. Keep reaching up. Inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Three breaths. Breathe in. Exhale, bend your knees, top of your mat. Halfway lift, forward fold. Chair pose, squeeze into center. Forward fold, release. Halfway lift, high to low push up. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog, right side warrior one. Press your feet into the floor. Reach your fingers to the ceiling. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. Push into the floor. Reach up. Flow through. Hug your belly to your spine. Up dog. Belly still to spine. Down dog. Exhale. One breath in. Exhale it out. feet to hands. Half lift. Bow forward. Chair pose. Forward fold. Halfway lift. High to low push-up. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right side warrior. Hug your low ribs into your spine. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Left side warrior one. Hug into center. Chaturanga, flow through. Upward facing dog, roll your arm bones back. Downward facing dog, lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your knees, stack your hips. Pull your heel down in towards your bum a little more. Yes, now lift your right knee higher to the ceiling. Drop your right lung and tuck your ribs in. Now lift your leg back up. Flip your dog. Bring your feet to 12 o'clock. So turn your toes to face straight back to the windows. Bring your legs in a little bit more. Yeah, now push down into the floor with both feet. Lift your hips to the ceiling. Cactus your right arm. Hug your shoulder blades towards each other and melt them in towards your spine. Drop your head. Set your eyes to the front of your mat. Breathe, yogis, breathe. Still upside down, set your eyes to your mat. Yeah. High plank pose. Side plank, left arm high. Push your right hand down into the floor. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Turn your left big toe so it's straight to the mat. Lift from your outer thigh up. For three, look up at the ceiling. Two, chaturanga, one. Up dog, down dog. Feet together, left leg high. Stack your hips, bend your knee. Square this one. Press down on your index finger and thumb. Pull the energy up through your shoulders. Tuck your ribs in. Flip over. Drop your head back. Cactus your arms. Be intentional here. Press down into the floor to lift up. Take the front of your hip bones towards the mural. Lengthen your low back. Yeah, look back. Hang your head back. High plank. Side plank, other side. Pull into center line. Hug skin to muscle to bone. Then lift everything up to the ceiling. Hips up to the ceiling. Right hand higher to the ceiling. Flex your toes back to your face. Yes, Molly, lift up for three. Stay with it, yogis. Two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Right side crescent lunge. Set your drishti, two eyes to the front of the room. Lift your back thigh up to the ceiling. Bend deeper into your front knee. Prayer twist. Pull the pit of your belly into your spine. Twist deeper. Three more. Inhale, chest to the mural. Exhale, twist. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Warrior two. Set your eyes straight to the front of the room. Oh, you got it. Make a square with your front knee. press into the outer edge of your back foot. Tuck your front ribs in. Yeah, right to center. Extended side angle. Take your bottom hand to the floor or to a block. Yeah, you'll need to bend deeper into your front knee. And then tuck your right hip underneath you. Open your left lung to the ceiling. Three more breaths. Exhale, one. Exhale, two. Big breath in. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side crescent. Go straight up. Set your eyes. Bend deeper into the pose. Set your foundation. Press into your left big toe. Pull your left heel back towards your center. Press your right thigh up to the ceiling. Prayer twist. Keep squeezing into center. All that foundation will set you up to twist. Three breaths. Inhale, lengthen your chest to the mural. Exhale, spin your right lung under. You got it. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Warrior two. Go ahead. Ah. Then drop right into the pose. Look straight over your left middle finger. Press more energy into your back foot. Even it out. Extended side angle. Tuck your left hip under. Take your right knee, stack it over your, or left knee, stack it over your left pinky toe. Yeah. And lift your chest to the ceiling. Spin your left lung under. Three breaths. Exhale, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Last one, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Pull your belly to your spine. Exhale. Last one here. Inhale. Bend your knees. Exhale. Step or jump. Halfway lift. Bow forward. Chair pose. Sink your tailbone towards the earth. Pull the front of your hip bones up towards your ribs. 2 more inches, yogis, 2 more inches. Prayer twist to the right. Open up your arms. Drop your bottom hand all the way to the floor or a block. Pull your belly in. Tuck your left lung under. Bring your shoulder blades towards each other and melt them into your spine. Chair pose. Big breath in. Forward fold. Exhale. Fingers to toe pose. Split your feet. Pick up your big toes. Inhale. Exhale. Fold deeply. Relax your head and neck. Rock the weight forward, step on your fingers, and then pull up on your toes to take your chest closer to your thighs. Chair pose. Yeah, that 2 inches lower chair pose. Yeah. We're going to get that to be your default. Prayer twist to the left. Hug your belly and your ribs in. Yeah, that gives you more room to twist. Then open your arms up and breathe. Your breath is your best friend here. Inhale. Exhale, twist. Two more. Inhale. Twist. Exhale. Inhale. Twist. Exhale. Chair pose. That low one. That low one. Yeah, just go there. Set your eyes. Be with it here. Rock the weight into your heels for five. Lift your arms and chest to the ceiling. Four. Breathe deeper, yogis. Three, two, forward fold. One. Ha. Split your feet, gorilla pose. Be intentional with your breath. Deepen it. Share it with each other. Crow pose. Knees way high up on your triceps. Yeah, Laura. And then rock the weight forward. Take your drishti forward of your mat and then go there. Right, tip forward. Let your eyes move forward. Falling is awesome. It's part of the process. Bring your toes together to touch. Yeah, when we fall, we just try again. And we never quite know how far forward to go until we go a little too far forward. Three, two, shoot back on one. Woo! Up dog. Downward facing dog. Set your eyes. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Exhale. Ha. Louder, yogis. Breathe in. Sigh it out. Ha. Inhale. Exhale. Step or jump. Half lift. Bow forward. Sweep up, mountain. Eagle, right side. Right arm under, right leg over. Set your drishti first. Go back to that low, low chair. Stack your shoulders over your hips. Lean back to the window. Yeah, it might take you off balance. It's okay. Sweep up, mountain. Eagle, left side. Go right in as you exhale. Swoop under, swoop your leg over. And be right here, right now. Sweep up, eagle right side. Stay for five. Squeeze into center line, four, three, two, airplane pose. Hug your belly to your spine. Your power is in your core. Squeeze into center. Work towards a straight line from the crown of your head to the heel of your right foot. Squeeze into that center. Hands to heart center, open half moon. Set your eyes straight to the cubbies. Pull your low ribs into your spine. Pull your shoulder blades towards your spine. Open through your chest. Lift your right leg higher to the ceiling. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Bow forward. Sweep up mountain. Eagle left side. For five. Four, inner thighs to the floor. Three, two, pull the pit of your belly to your spine. Airplane pose. Move slowly with control. Contract into center. Expand out. Kick your left heel to the window. Take your chest forward to the mural. Half moon. press down into the floor with your right big toe. Then pull up on your right outer hip. Hug your low ribs into center. Get your entire front of the body facing straight to the mats. Last breath in. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Bow forward. Reach up, extended mountain. Dancer pose, right side. Press your left foot into the mat. Spin your left inner ankle back to the windows. Open your collarbones, shoulder blades towards your back. Look up, lift up. Dancer, left side. Press down to pull up. Press down again to pull up. Breathe in. Dancer, right side. Settle your drishti. Where your eyes go, energy flows. So stay focused on one point. From there, press down into the floor. Pull up into your core. Switch, dancer, left side. Keep your eyes focused on that drishti. Go right in, left side. Pull up on your right outer hip. Push down into your right big toe. Pull up on your right thigh muscle. Lift up another inch. Breathe in. Release, tree pose, right side. Stay here, yogis, right here in this room. Set your gaze and go there. Lift your arms, lift your eyes. So often I get caught up in thinking and then I'm right out of my practice, into my thoughts. Set your drishti, come right back into your practice. Drop your tailbone, lift the front of your pelvis. Yeah, lift your chest up to the ceiling. One more breath, expand up, tree pose, left side. Stay in it, go right there. Utilize your breath. Pull and inhale in. Lift up on the exhale. One more. Inhale. Lift up. Exhale. Release. Inhale. Extended mountain. Bow forward. Exhale. Flat back. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Right side warrior one. Open warrior two. Triangle pose. Take a block behind your right ankle. I like the double block. Lift up all 10 toes. Press the four corners of your feet down into the mat. And then pull your thigh muscles up, pull your femurs into your pelvis. Spin your left lung up to the ceiling. And then lean your whole upper body back to the cubbies. Yeah, you might get a little off balance. Then you push down into your feet a little more and draw up and into your core. Come up. Wide leg forward fold. Turn your big toes in a little more than your heels, yeah. Lift all 10 toes, rock the weight forwards into the ball mounds of your feet. Spin your inner ankles back. When your legs are active and internally rotating, releases in your low back so you can fold deeper. Relax your neck and jaw, drop your head to the floor. Rise up. Pyramid pose, right side. Just take the inhale to get there, exhale to fold forward. And then you can check out your feet, split them width-wise if you need to, so they're on their own skis or on their own train tracks. Yes, that will allow you to square your hips. And then lift your right hip up to the ceiling, drop your left hip down to the floor. Inhale, lengthen your chest forward. Exhale, pull the pit of your belly in, fold deeper. Two more breaths. Look back towards your left foot. Revolve triangle. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist. Two more. Inhale, chest to the mural. Exhale, rinse open. Inhale, twist, exhale. Chaturanga. Set your eyes to the front of your mat. Up dog, eyes to the front. Down dog, eyes to the back of your mat. Left side, warrior one. Warrior two. Triangle. Take the block behind your ankle. So the block will give you more room. It brings the floor up to you. And set up your legs. Press into your feet. Press them into the floor. Pull up on your thigh muscles. And then with your hand on the block, you have room to lengthen out your left lung. Right? So lengthen out your left ribs. Press your right ribs down and into your body. Ah, then spin open. Lean your whole upper body back towards the mats. Yeah. Pull this in. And take three breaths. Press down to rise up. Wide leg forward fold. If you want to further invert, you can move into a tripod headstand. You can plant your hands firmly on the mat and take handstand hops from this straddle position. You can take a chest expansion by interlacing your hands behind your back and dropping your hands down towards the door. Wherever you are, bring in drishti and ujjayi. Stay very present on the mat. And if your feet are to the ceiling, with control, put them back on the earth. Inhale, rise. Turn your feet for pyramid. Exhale, fold into pyramid pose. Lift your left hip up to the ceiling. Drop your right hip down to the floor. Inhale, take your chest to the mural. Exhale, belly to your spine, fold deeper. And three more breaths. Lift up on your left quad muscle. Fold down deeper. Last full breath here. Fold, exhale. Twisting triangle. Legs stay grounded. Right hand to a block on the outside of your foot, left arm to the ceiling. Then inhale, reach your chest to the mural. Exhale, spin open. Yeah, you can resist me. Inhale, reach forward. Exhale, spin open. Last one, inhale, lengthen. Rinse, exhale, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Breathe in together. Exhale completely. Inhale, shift forward, high plank. Shoulders over your wrists. Lengthen out the back of your neck. Yes, Molly. So you look forward a little bit and then press into my fingers. Lift your hips up. Hips up, hips up, hips up. Yes, pull the pit of your belly to your spine. Spin your inner thighs and inner ankles up to the ceiling. And then we'll take 5 chaturanga push-ups. Lower on your exhale. Inhale, press up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, press up. Exhale, chaturanga. High plank. Chaturanga. High plank. Yes, you can. Last one, chaturanga. High plank pose. And lower. 5. Look forward a little bit. 4, 3, 2, 1. Rest on your mat. Oh, yogis. Your comfy, cozy, sweaty mat. Slow down your breath. Keep your eyes open. Locust pose. Yeah, less thinking. Interlace your hands, lift your chest and your feet. Spin your inner thighs and inner ankles up towards the ceiling. Open your chest. Breathe in. Release. Locust pose. Squeeze a grapefruit between your chest. Lengthen the back of your neck. Lift up for 3. Squeeze your thigh muscles. 2 and 1. Breathe in. Breathe out. Floor bow. Stay with it, yogis. Stay with it. Lift up, kick into your hands, melt your shoulder blades back and in towards your spine to spread your collarbones apart. Lift up, one more breath in, release. Yeah, set your eyes. Floor bow. Go up. Yeah, so much of it is just good. Get into the pose. Go up into it and then explore. 5 breaths. Breathe in. Exhale, 1. Yes, you can, yogis. Breathe in. Exhale, 2. Press your hip bones down. 3. Inhale. Exhale, 4. Last one. Lift up, 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 up. Release. Breathe. Let it out. Let it out. Upward facing dog. Pull your heart center forward. You may need to walk your hands back a little bit. Yeah, now push your hands into the floor. Energetically pull them back. Draw your heart center to the mural. So you're pulling, pulling forward. Now pike your hips up and back, downward facing dog. Drop to your knees, camel pose. Bring your hands to your low back. Tuck your tailbone down. Lift the front of your pelvis up. From there, lift your chest up to the ceiling. Take your eyes to the ceiling. Squeeze your inner thighs towards each other and back to the windows. Breathe, yogis, breathe. Deep ujjayi. One more full breath. Release, downward facing dog. Bridge pose, step or jump through your hands and go right into bridge pose. Set your eyes on the ceiling. Come down, deep breath in. Full exhale, bridge or wheel. Go up, yogis, bridge or wheel. Set your eyes, be intentional with your choice, and go into it. Press your hands and feet into the floor. Come down, breathe in. Exhale, bridge or wheel, go up. What are you a stand for right here? What is your drishti set on? Like, what do you want to gain from your class? Be for it right here. Come down. Breathe in. Breathe out. Bridge your wheel. Go up. Press into the inside edges of your feet no matter where you are. Get your legs into the game. They're stronger than your arms. Breathe in. Come down. Breathe in. Release. Go up. Bridge your wheel. They get easier. Right? We keep thinking, so we make it complicated. Turn your big toes in a little bit, Laura. Yes. Lift your hips up. Take a full breath in. Come down. Breathe in. Breathe out. Bridge your wheel, yogis. Go up. Ignite your life. Like right here. Be for it. Lift up. Set your eyes on one point. Breathe deeper for 3, 2, 1. Come down. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just let the sweat pour in your eyes. It's just salty water. Go back up. Last one. Last one, yogis. Oh, I know. But this moment right here, this is the moment that changes you. If it was easy, it wouldn't change you. Seriously, I could give you 10 easy yoga classes in the city. But you're here because you want to change. Take a breath in. Exhale, come down. Yeah. Supta Baddha Konasana. Yeah, if it was easy, it wouldn't change you. It wouldn't change your body. It wouldn't shift your energy. It wouldn't teach you something about yourself if it was easy. Happy baby. Plus, there's that sweet, sweet moment of I can't do it, quickly turns into I just did it. And it's really not that long. It's like 3 breaths. Like 3 breaths later, you're like, ah, I did it. And then it's so much just like a whole different perspective. Squeeze your knees into your chest. You can massage your back side to side a little bit here. And kick your feet up to the ceiling. Interlace your hands behind your head. Get yourself ready for this by protecting your low back. Draw your belly to the floor. Hug your low ribs in. Flex through your feet. Use all the muscles of your legs. And then lower your right leg to hover above the mat. Pull your toes back towards your face, belly to the floor. Yeah, option to lift your shoulders up off the mat. And then we switch. Pause with the left leg. Straighten your legs if you can. Pull the pit of your belly down, 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 down to the floor. And then switch for 20. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 11, oh, I can't count, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, pull your belly in, 2, 1, legs straight up to the ceiling, thank you, Evan. I love it when the teacher trainee graduates are here, they always count with me, they count with me. Yeah, and then they get you to count, and then we're all in it together. Pull the belly right back down to the floor. Yeah, pull your belly down. And then lower your legs 30% down. You can put your forearms under your hips for a little more support. Draw your pinky toes back towards your face. Soften your shoulders, Molly. Soften them. Yeah, then hover 30% more. Pause here and breathe. Right, like we're not rushing through it. Breathe with it. Then hover just above the mat. Lift your head and shoulders up off the mat. Relax your neck. Bring the work right into your core for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Straight back up. Pause. Breathe. Give yourself that pep talk you need to give yourself. And then lower back down 30%. Lower 30% more. Pull the pit of your belly down to the floor. Hover your feet above the mat. Lift your shoulders up for 5. You got this. 4. Pull your toes back towards your face. 3, 2. Breathe with intention. 1. Legs straight back up. Bend your knees. Bring them into your chest. side to side, rock and roll a little bit. And then rock up and down the length of your spine. Come up to a high boat. And from your high boat, pause with your hands behind your knees. Open up your chest. Lengthen through your back. Spread your toes. Yeah, then release your hands out if your back stays straight. Bring your palms together to touch. And we twist. Go right, left, right, left for 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, feet up, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, high boat, and then rock back, find momentum, cross at your ankles, jump through chaturanga. Nice, Evan. Up dog, down dog. Take a full breath in. Exhale it out. Right side half pigeon. Bring your right foot closer up to your left hand. Like it's nice and warm in here. Give yourself a little more room to stretch. Then lift up out of your side body and go forward more than down. Stretch your hands forward to the mural. Relax your head, your jaw, your shoulders. You want another one for your head? Mm-hmm. Set your drishti on your third eye center, right between your eyebrows. And stay there. As humans, our mind is going to drift. And the practice on and off your mat, right? Notice when your thoughts are out there, like kind of have a mind of their own. Intentionally bring them right back to this moment. That's the power of being present. Even just this morning, I found myself having coffee with a friend, and the conversation just kind of got away from me. And then we got into this place of gossip and talking about things, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I feel kind of gross right now. And then I realized I had completely, stepped out of my own being. Wasn't really thinking about what I was thinking about or what I was saying. And with it, I stepped out of my own core values. I stepped out of what I believe in. And switch to the other side. And take just as much care setting up this side. Take your left foot a little closer to your right wrist. Slide your right leg back another inch. Lengthen your spine as you fold down. And the great thing about this practice I've learned is that I am not my thoughts. And that the more I practice awareness, the more I set my drishti on what I want in life, the faster I notice when I'm off track. And the faster I get back on track without judging myself, without beating myself up about it. So notice for yourself, either here in this pose or even where you are in your life, what is your drishti set on? What are you working towards? And are the actions you're taking for what it is you want, are they helping you get there? And if they aren't, can you notice it faster and course correct? Lift up, swing your back leg around. Take a single leg, forward fold, extend your right leg out, bring your left foot into your inner thigh. Inhale, reach your arms up, extend through your side body. Exhale, pull the pit of your belly to your spine and fold deeply over your right leg. Move your shoulder blades in towards your spine and melt them into your body as you fold. And switch sides. Keep your drishti set. It could be on your leg or towards the front by your foot. Focus on it. Keep the breath flowing. Paschimottanasana, both legs forward. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold. And if your hands find your feet or shins, you can inhale, take a flat back. Exhale, pull the pit of your belly into your spine and fold down deeper. Release, reverse tabletop. Bent legs are straight. Lift your chest up to the ceiling. Yeah, your fingers can face forward to the mural, or it can feel good to spin them out slightly towards the sides of the room. See if that gives your upper body a little space. And come back. Inversion of your choice. Shoulder stand, headstand, handstand. Option to use the wall. Option to use me. Get your hips above your heart. Yeah. Do you want me to catch you or hold your leg as you go up? Catch. Woo! Sorry, hon. Squeeze. Yeah. Press into the floor. Pull up on your core. Nice. You've been practicing. Shoulder stands to plow. Plow, pin your ears. You can also rest your knees on your forehead or massage your temples with them. Roll down. Pull your right knee into your chest. Extend your left leg long. Supine twist. take your knee as far over towards the mats as you can. You can lift up your left hip and shimmy it underneath you. And then lift up your left shoulder and take it towards the blocks. Yeah. Switch sides. Supta Baddha Konasana. Tuck your right shoulder into center, tuck your left shoulder into center. Extend the back of your neck long. So tuck your chin just a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot, but just so it's not the highest part on your body. And Shavasana, take your feet really wide, arms wide, palms to the ceiling. Start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a breath in. Open your mouth, exhale. Roll to your right side. Press up to a seat. Bring your hands to heart center. And three ohms, inhale. Thumbs to third eye center. Namaste.